Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Film Fandango, the film podcast. My name is David Reed and this is Marek Larwood. Hello, Marek.
Hello, I was about to do a hiccup then, I swallowed it.
I didn't know you could swallow hiccups.
No, you can almost die.
Aren't they from your lungs?
I don't know what was going to come out, but it didn't. I pushed it back in.
Oh, God. Well, I hope it doesn't rear its head again during the recording.
I hope it hasn't got a head.
Oh, that would be horrible, wouldn't it? Well, starting on Merrick's bodily functions, as we often do, it segues nicely into the fact that we have a sponsor this week. It's very exciting, isn't it? We have been contacted by herfilmproject.com, who have very kindly put some money towards the podcast. And they are a global initiative that advances equality in filmmaking. So if you're interested and would like to have a look, then go to herfilmproject.com, or you can go to their Twitter, @herfilmproject. And thank you to those guys for sponsoring the podcast this week.
So if you have a friend who's a lady...
Yeah, or not.
And if there's something wrong, they've been in prison.
Yeah, if they've been in prison.
They haven't got any arms or legs.
Yeah.
They're not human.
Yeah, and they want to make a film.
Yeah.
Then they should probably contact Her Film Project.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Do you know anyone like that?
I've dreamt of people like that.
And hiccup them out of your lungs.
That'd be terrible.
Oh dear. Well, we're going to talk about films as normal. And Marek has been to see one of the Oscar contenders, actually, although no longer because it's been and gone, hasn't it?
This year we didn't really give it the credence. That's not the word, is it? Our certificates, we didn't really big up our certificates.
Well, we left it all a little late, but thank you to everybody who sent in their predictions for the Oscars. And there were quite a few of you. I'm afraid zero people got it right.
For people who've been regular since for many years, you know, every Oscars, we award a prize for those who can guess the best director, actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress, and... Film.
Yes, I mean, which is a lot to get on an accumulator.
And in return for that, you get to print out...
your own certificate. I mean, it's a hell of a prize.
I mean, I think only about three or four have been won. And this year, of course, the Moonlight basically took out every single contender.
Because everyone thought La La Land was a...
Apart from Angelo Edwards... Okay. Who got 5 out of 6.
Oh, so close.
Moonlight for Best Film. Casey Affleck for Best Actor. Best Supporting Actor, I can never say his name right. Mahershala Ali. Best Supporting Actress, Viola Davis. Best Director, Damien Chazelle. For some reason, he went for Natalie Portman for Best Actress. Rank outsider. If he'd have gone for Emma Stone, he'd have been at his printer now.
Reading out copy after copy.
Making sure, adjusting the colour so the actual aged font came through.
Yeah.
Angelo Edwards.
I mean...
Unlucky.
Yes, but honorary mention. To me.
That was the closest. I mean, it was pretty. Apart from that, they were all the favourites, weren't they?
Pretty much. How close did you get?
I didn't get, for some weird reason. I didn't realise that Viola Davis was such a hot favourite, and I went for Naomi. What's her name?
Naomi Harris.
Yes, and I got 4 out of 6.
I think I probably got 0. I can't remember what I said.
Well, glad we're taking our competition so seriously.
So seriously, yeah. Well, you have seen one of the best film nominations from this year, haven't you? Recently.
Yes.
Which one is that? Does this complete your set? Have you seen them all now?
I've not seen Hidden Faces or whatever.
Hidden Figures.
Figures, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not out yet, is it, I don't think, over here?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it advertised.
I do think that Moonlight, it was for me so far between La La Land and Moonlight. I mean, A Monster Calls wasn't nominated. Sing Street wasn't nominated.
I've now seen Sing Street. I saw it this week. I did like it. I thought it was very well done. It didn't move me that much. I think the sticking point for me was the songs. I thought they were all a bit modern pop rather than actually a school band from the 80s.
Yeah.
But no, I did enjoy it.
Well, there we go. Yeah. Hey, David.
Yeah. 7.
Okay. Anyway, so Fences, it's based on a play.
Okay.
And is it about a man putting up a fence?
Sounds fascinating. Does it blow down?
Hmm?
Does it blow down?
No, it only gets put up sort of gradually.
Okay.
So this follows the life of Denzel Washington, who is a bin man with his friend.
Yeah, Denzel Washington is a bin man, isn't he? Yeah.
And it sort of, a lot of it takes place in his backyard, where he's constantly about to put up this fence, but it's pretty much about his relationship. He's quite a stern, sort of proud African-American dad with old values in the 1950s, and it follows different, it carries on to the 1980s at different sort of moments in the backyard. His wife, Viola Davis, is this sort of lady who has become maybe just drowned by his personality. And in the meantime, they've got he's got a son of a different wife, a previous wife, who's a musician, and his current son is just wants to be an American football team, but Denzel Washington doesn't really want him to, because he wants him to get a job, because he was a failed baseball player. Okay. And he thinks all men should do what he says. He basically rules the house. It's very much a personality driven bit. I mean, it's obvious to me, when I didn't realise it was directed by Denzel Washington until his name came up first in the credits, and then that is what I think is the biggest flaw with the film. It's 2 hours 20.
It's Buddy.
Hello, Buddy. It's 2 hours 20 minutes long, and I think obviously I'm going to say something I always say: you can just lose 40 minutes of it.
Right.
Denzel Washington. At the start, he does this. I didn't realise it was a play until he starts doing a monologue at the start, which is obviously a play monologue.
Mm.
And it goes on for about 10 minutes. And I really thought, oh, well, you're a good actor, Denzel, but you're enjoying this monologue more than anyone else. It felt, at times, being hypercritical.
Sure.
It felt like it was just him just filling in his Oscar application for best actor.
I sometimes think there's something slightly smug or in the eyes of a actor director. Do you know? So you can tell that they're the boss,
yeah.
And they're slightly more inflated than everybody else on set. I remember thinking that about one of the Star Trek films that the guy who plays Riker directed, First Contact. What's his name? Jonathan Frakes.
I don't really know Star Trek.
Okay. Well, he directed, and all of his scenes, he's sort of like so commanding. You're just like, oh, okay, I can see you directed this, and you were really looking forward to your scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt a bit, it just felt like I don't really enjoy many plays that translate to to film. But the acting was, I mean, he's really good, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I find him, I think he's one of my favourite leading men. I mean, I can, he's very watchable.
All the acting in this was excellent, but I was saying to my friend that, who's also seen it, that I felt sorry for the actor who playing his friend, the binman, or bin man, rather. Binman. Binman.
Dennis Binman.
Postman. Postman. Policeman. Policeman.
Policeman.
Binman.
A postman, though, is someone who is no longer... He has transcended being a man.
Also, a bin man is.
Bin man.
Yeah. But this bin man
he's
was not...
He's been a man.
This bin man was not a man who...
Right.
...has evolved from...
He wasn't a postman.
No, okay. He's a binman.
He's binman, okay.
His friend, who is the binman, had to sit smiling at Denzel Washington doing this monologue. And every time I sort of looked at him in the background with a fixed smile on his face, I thought, oh God, it must have been awful to sit there just smiling for how many takes they did. And then my friend told me, she said that... apparently they had to go through that take. They did like 50 takes of it. So that poor bloke must have been smiling for about two days.
Yeah, I mean, you...
Just looking at another actor doing a monologue smiling.
Yeah, yeah. But who's your boss?
Yeah, oh. Who's your boss? And knowing you've got to smile as if, oh, he's really funny. Also, just make it look like a really good actor as well.
Well, because also, that same guy is going to be looking over this scene again and again and again.
If you smiled for 2 days, your tendons would probably snap in your face, wouldn't they?
Oh, probably.
If you weren't used to it.
Right, well...
Build up to it, like, just do an hour a day.
Of smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, you need to warm up, don't you?
I wonder what... I mean, I could tell you who the actor was. I'm just going to look him up now. Stephen... Henderson. I mean, you'll probably recognise him, but he probably, you know, got the call from Denzel and said, oh, "You're gonna have to do this. You're gonna have to smile for 48 hours."
But that's
are you happy with that?
That's the job, isn't it? I suppose
he's smiling in his IMDb picture. Probably had it taken afterwards, and he can't stop smiling now.
No.
Anyway, I think I've gone a bit beyond the point of the film. Viola Davis.
So it's about a binman, and he's a bit overbearing. He's an overbearing binman.
Yeah, but there's a sort of twist, and you realise at the end that maybe he's not the man that he thought he was.
And that's why he's so harsh on everyone else.
Yes, and Viola Davis is brilliant and understated in it as well. I think it's nice to see her play off, you know, Denzel Washington.
Well, she is on fire right now, right? I mean, everyone's giving her all the gongs.
Well, for this part,
yeah.
I don't think this is that great a film.
Okay,
I give it 7 Marics. It's a good play. It's on for too long. I don't know where. It sounds really bad, but maybe it was a sort of climate. Whether because they didn't nominate any. Last Oscars was quite really, really white and quiet.
Oscars so white.
Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe that was why this was nominated. But Moonlight fully deserved to be nominated.
Right.
And was up there. But I didn't think that this was anywhere near my top 10, 20 films of last year.
So you're saying Denzel should just put his leather jacket back on, pick up a gun or two, and go after bad guys?
I'm not overly enamoured with Denzel Washington.
Really? I love watching him. Even The Equalizer, you know, a piece of shit like that. I find it so watchable.
I just find him not... I find him a bit like Will Smith, as in just not really much of anything.
Oh, no. I really like him. I'd watch him in anything, I think. Well, there you go.
But it's good. It's good. It's a good play. Viola Davis, the acting is excellent, and probably that's what made... They do deserve their nominations for the acting.
Right.
But as a film, I don't think it was overly there interesting as the film. So all I right. would give them the Best Actor nominations, and Denzel probably deserves it as well. But in a top 8 films, mind you, I don't think Hell or High Water should be in the top. Should have been nominated either. So
right.
I think it's quite odd, some of the nominations.
Mm. Well, there you go. There is Fences or Bloated Binman.
Binman. Bossy Binman.
Bossy Binman.
If it was called the Bossy Binman, I bet it would not have got nominated.
Probably not. Probably not. It's all about titles, isn't
it? Yeah. And the music could have been Bossy Binman, Bossy Binman, he's in another bloody mood.
You don't get enough title sequences in films that have a jaunty tune that repeats the title over and over, do you?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be quite a good game, renaming all the Oscar nominees as a... I mean, La La Land's quite a stupid name anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, but it means L.A. It's a nickname for L.A., isn't it? But it should be... La 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 La. Would be a better name, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, I've not seen it.
Oh, well, you must watch it.
Jazzy Fingers, would that be a good...
Jazz Hands.
Jazz Hands. Well, on that note, I think it's time for this. Here is an email from Henry King. He says, hello to Marek, David and Buddy. I was just going to email in to recommend Sing Street, and yes, it's great, but I have also found it nearly impossible to get people to watch. That name, and it being a musical, is a hard sell. Well, we just spoke about
Sing Street, we predicted this one almost.
Yeah, we did. A Monster Calls broke me. How was that overlooked at the awards? The lad was great, the effects were flawless, only maybe Sigourney Weaver's accent took me out a little. Mm. That is probably just my natural dislike for people getting cast as a Brit when they are American or vice versa, especially in small roles like this. Seems too pointless. Interesting.
I agree with that.
Well, she's actually got British parents, or at least one of them is, but it was slightly off, that's all. A bit transatlantic. Took my young lad to watch the Lego Batman movie recently and was very pleasantly surprised in the quality of this new wave of Lego movies. Chock full of gags and in-jokes, but what little story it has is full of heart. Definitely a cut above the usual non-Pixar CGI animation I get to see. Interested in seeing Lego Batman?
Yeah, I thought the Lego movie was brilliant.
Yeah, good fun. Really, really funny.
So, great film.
No, I'll catch it eventually, probably. Okay, he goes on. Watched a couple of documentaries on Netflix recently. I Am Your Father, the story of how Dave Prowse was horrendously screwed over by Lucasfilm since the end of filming the first three Star Wars films. There is a lot to like about this movie, but the through line where the director tries to reshoot the ending of Jedi fizzles out. And lo and behold, Reveries of the Connected World, the latest Werner Herzog documentary about the internet. I usually enjoy movies he puts his name and, more importantly, his voice to, but this was a bit of a drag. Some points of interest for sure, but not really what I'd call riveting. Keep watching the films, Henry. So thank you, Henry. We will add those two to the list. I Am Your Father and Lo and Behold, Reveries of the Connected World.
Well, I almost watched Lo and Behold the other day, but he said it's rubbish, so I probably won't now.
Well, there you go.
I mean, we should do that as well. I was thinking, one week, we should do the worst films ever.
Well, get recommendations for the worst films.
We've got one on a recommendations list, so maybe as well as the best films, you can recommend the worst film we've ever seen. It'd probably be something like The Room or The Hobgoblin 2 or something like that. Or
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so we should add that. Worst films as well.
Yeah, if you'd like to tell us the worst film you have ever seen, then please go to filmfandango.com and let us know from there. He mentioned a film there I wanted to talk about. What was it? The
David Prowse one.
No. Well, no. Before that. What are you talking about?
The Batman movie.
Lego Batman. I can't remember what I was thinking. Forget it.
I Am Your Father, that one.
No, it's not that.
You're alright, David.
Yeah, I'm just tired. Right.
I mean, the email, and you're going, no, that was sleep, maybe.
Yeah, go on.
Name Adam Taylor, subject other people. Dear David, Marek, and Buddy the dog, I have just watched the film Other People on Netflix and felt compelled to write in to recommend that you both watch it. It was released last year, and if I'd seen it then, it would have probably topped my best of 216 list. The man's an aspiring writer who moves back in with his family due to his mother suffering from cancer. This film is just brilliant. Constantly hilarious, heartbreaking, sad, often in the same scene. I recall you saying Manchester by the Sea had one brilliant scene in it. This film feels like every single one is that brilliant one brilliant scene. It reminded me of A Monster Calls, not because it's similar style, though the subject matters do develop, but because watching it just felt like a punch in the gut, but joyful and funny at the same time, never mawkish or manipulative. Bizarrely, the film only has a 2.5 average rating on Netflix and a Metacritic score of 68. Which makes me wonder what people want from films, because this film has everything. I give it the coveted 10 Adams. It really is that good. Keep watching the films. Adam from Manchester.
Remind us the name of that film.
The film's called Other People.
Other People.
Put that on our list as well. But I mean, I think the Netflix people, the people who wrote that, are idiots, because Birdman's got 2 or something like that.
Oh, you can't really accept anything where it's just the public giving it their star ratings.
I mean, I'm a snob, but some of the Netflix ratings are completely wrong.
But that's because, you know, children get access to this stuff, you know.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's the cunt dog next door, everyone. It's lovely to get in our story beat.
Yeah, there he is. Horrible dog just trying to ruin our letters section.
Yeah, do we have any more letters, or is that it for this week?
Well, we're running a bit short.
Well, because all of you have used your letter writing energy to send us in your Oscars predictions, which are now useless to us, guys. So if you would like to write in and recommend a film, or just bring up a point of discussion, maybe say how much you enjoyed the career of Bill Paxton, who we've not talked about, who passed away.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah.
Then please go to filmfandango.com and
well, we should talk about Bill Paxton.
We should, because he's fantastic. He's one of those odd actors who was more famous for his smaller roles, even though he played leading men as well, you know.
Yeah, but he was great. Brilliant. Weird Science is his sort of breakthrough one, when he plays the older brother, who's amazing, and Aliens, but he's brilliant in everything.
Well, everyone's been saying it online, but I think he is officially the only actor to, on screen, be killed by a Terminator, an Alien, and a Predator. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Lance Hendrickson, I think, is killed off screen in Predator or something, I can't remember, Predator 2 maybe, I forget, but yeah, Bill Paxton, what a dude.
That's not how he died though, right?
I don't think so. I don't think they all got their revenge on him.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I shouldn't make light of these things, but you do have to wonder.
You do.
But you've seen a film this week, right?
I have. In fact, it's one that was recommended by Ben Golding back in January, and it's a film called Inner World. Now, I'd not heard of this film. It came out in 2013, so a while ago now. But it is written by, directed by, and starring
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. No, Lake Bell. Okay. Not just two beautiful objects, but a lady as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lake Bell is she's a very talented voiceover actor as well as as a film actor.
It's a funny name, Lake, isn't it?
It is an odd name.
I would like to be called Lake.
She's in The Secret Life of Pets, Marek, that you've seen, haven't you?
Yes, Lake Bell.
She played Chloe. What was that, the cat with the pink bum, or was that a different character?
Oh, it might have been the pink-bummed cat.
Well, anyway, you know, I'm just saying you've appreciated her work before. But she was in a American sitcom called Children's Hospital, which was Rob Corddry's film and TV show, sorry, and he's in Inner World as well. Anyway, the story is she is the daughter of a famous trailer voiceover guy, and it's about the legacy of the man who coined the Inner World thing, because apparently
that's where it comes from.
So apparently he was the only guy who could use that because everyone knew it was his. So it hadn't been used in ages, and that guy's since died. And this is basically, it's like a sports movie about which of the big voiceover guys gets to be the first to say Inner World again and become the new Inner World guy. And she is a voiceover artist who does accent coaching for shit actors on the side and stuff, who is vying for living in her father's shadow.
And I wonder if she could help me with my accent.
She probably could. She's very good. She's very good. But it's a really fun film. Yeah,
I've not heard of it before. Is it an out and out comedy?
What do you call it? A comedy drama?
Rom-com?
No, that's a romantic comedy, isn't it?
Bum-com?
It's a bum-com, yeah.
What is romantic drama? Drum-com?
No, because dramedy is a dramatic...
comedy, yeah.
Is that it, dramedy?
Yeah.
Is that not Drambuie and...
No, dramedy must be the dramatic comedy.
Okay, well, that's probably it. It's got lots of good people in it anyway. Dimitri Martin's in it, Nick Offerman, Gina Davis, as I said, Rob Corddry. No, it's full of good people. Eva Longoria as herself, I believe.
Well, did it get cinema releasing or not?
Yeah, I think it must have done, but whether it did over here or not, I don't know. But it's now on Netflix and the like. And Lake Bell is a very... charismatic lead, actually. She's really good. And there's none of what I was talking about, or we were talking about, with Denzel Washington and Jonathan Frakes. Like, you don't get the sense that she's making herself look awesome at all times because she wrote and directed
this. I feel I may have been a bit too harsh on Denzel Washington.
Okay, because he is quite, good, isn't
he?
Yeah. but no, I mean... I was very pleasantly surprised by this film. And her dad...
all about voiceover stuff.
Yeah, it's all about voiceover guys. But it's about their lives. You know, they just happen to all be voiceover people. But,
how many voiceover-related jokes are there?
Oh, there's not really much other than, jokes about actors being shit at voices and yet they get the parts because they're famous or whatever.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria is playing herself... getting coached in being a Cockney gangster, which is quite funny. And it is good. It's really funny. And particular special mention to Ken Marino, who I've seen in quite a few American TV things, but more under the radar things like Party Down, which I don't think got shown over here, but was very good. But he's very good as a sort of douchebag young... voiceover guy who really fancies himself, and Fred Melamed, I don't know how you pronounce his surname, but you'll recognise him as her dad, is truly brilliantly played as both a loving father and a monstrous prick as well.
How many laugh out louds did you have?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's
roughly seven.
700 times. I was really ill.
You drunk?
Really drunk? No, I don't know. I don't know. I did find it funny, but also moving as well. It's not one of the most classic films of all time. But I thought certainly, I think it might be her debut. Let me look that up. Actually,
how many debuts are you going to give it?
I think I'd give it 7 or 8. I think.
Quite good.
Yeah. This is her feature film debut as a director. So, no, I think watch this space because it's very good. It's very good and very charming as well. I'd give it a watch.
All right, then.
In a world.
I tell you what, though.
What's that, Marek?
I wish I knew of some new podcasts I could listen to.
Well, it's funny.
What?
If not deeply suspicious that you should bring that up right now. Because, yes, I'm going to plug my own thing here, ladies and gentlemen. I am doing a new podcast, recording one. Don't worry, Film Fandango is not going away. I'm just taking on more of this. On the 15th of March, I will be recording the first 2 episodes of Inside the Comedian, which is a spoof interview show where I interview comedians about their lives.
Whilst you've got your finger at the artist.
Something inside them, let's just say that.
Okay.
The twist is that they have to make it up as they go along. They're not allowed to speak the truth at all. So we're going to be having a lot of fun doing that. We've got Michael Legg from Do the Right Thing and Tom Bell as well. The comedian Tom Bell from Alternative Comedy Memorial Society, amongst other things, and who I pratted around with in my feature film debut in One Crazy Thing. So that's on the 15th of March in London at the Phoenix. We are also going to be double billing with Danielle Ward's new podcast as well. Film Fandango co-creator Danielle Ward?
I can't remember.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, Google her after.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you'd like to see my new podcast and Danielle's new podcast being recorded, then the 15th of March in London. Then
where'd you get tickets from?
You get them from We Got Tickets, but go to my website, mrdavidreed.com, click on the gigs page, and you'll be able to find the ticket links from there.
And if you're in the, if you're on the internet, you might as well write a letter.
Yes, please do. As I said, if you've got your films you'd like to recommend, or topics you'd like to bring up, or actually, as we've just requested, if you'd like to tell us the worst film you have ever seen, then go to filmfandango.com and follow the links. Also, despite our sponsorship this week, we are still doing this mostly for free. So if you would like
to... We are suffering from crippling debt.
We are. Merrick and I got a joint bank account. It was a mistake.
All the money's gone on baked beans and dog shit.
We can't work out who's bought what. We just can't work it out. But yes, if you've enjoyed the podcast and would like to donate, then please, again, go to filmfandango.com and click the donate button. Everyone who has, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
We will be back next week. Keep watching the films.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.